Hello and welcome to On the Couch with Eminem. Eminem, obviously, for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with Eminem. We've got Julie and Neil back. We actually haven't left the couch.
Haven't left the building yet.
But we continue
from Agent Dynamics.
But we're continuing our conversation. And at the last episode, we talked about recruitment and how do we choose the right candidate for the right position to complement, you know, the business owner or the salesperson that needs support. And this week we want to talk about retention.
Yes.
Because when we put really good people on, we want to retain them. Yeah. And how do we do that? How do you help principals do that?
Yeah, so great question, because it is one of the bigger problems that we have in the industry.
Yeah.
And
retention.
It is. And speaking from a
principal's point of view. And in all departments, we're talking administration, we're talking maybe not so much in administration as high as, say, property management.
I think property management is the highest.
It's scary statistics, less than 12 months turnover.
9 months in Victoria.
9 months in Victoria, which is really, really scary.
It is a really challenging thing. And I think it comes back, first of all, to having the right person in the right role.
Yeah.
And depending on how that property management is structured, or whether it's task-based or portfolio. There's lots of different things that come into play. Obviously, the more suited a person is to that role, where it is their natural flow that we talk about, is the more commitment that they have to that role, and the better they're going to do that role, because it's what comes to you easily and naturally.
Mm.
And I think that's a really key thing. I think quite often in property management, the teams gets really overloaded.
Yeah.
And they've got to do so many different things. And a lot of those things are particularly out of flow.
Yeah.
So if you have somebody that is more introvert, and from what we would call the steel side of the profile, who are very process driven, if they have to get really involved in the people side of that business, number one, for them, it doesn't, you know, it's something.
So we're talking
that,
about conflict and
conflict resolution. Or also growing the
BDM role.
Right,
BDM.
Okay.
Well, BDM is usually separate to a property manager's position, just by speaking to, you know, all of our members and just seeing what everyone else does out in the industry.
It is
separate, but property managers that look after a portfolio, they do a whole variety of different tasks, and that could be something that we can break up even further, couldn't it? In that,
100%.
Yeah.
I think that, and this is if we look at in terms of the retention within an office, it's the area that where we have the biggest challenges, and the highest turnover. And I think if you're bringing your team members on understanding where they're going to bring the best value to the business, where are they going to absolutely shine and take and own a role?
Yeah.
Okay, there's one thing turning up for work. There's another thing actually owning that role.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, it's about the client experience.
Mm.
If we have people that are suited to that role, obviously going to get the principal is going to have a lot more value from that person.
Yeah.
Because when we're out of flow, it shows up as procrastination and avoidance.
Mm.
People often, well, the major reason that people leave a team and to go looking elsewhere is because they're not happy. There can be a whole lot of peripheral stuff, wages and all the rest of something's happened, but it's because they're not happy. When they get out of bed in the morning, they don't really want to turn up.
Mm.
So if we understand, if the head of that team understands the innate talents of those people within the team, they can manage them a whole lot easier. Some of the profile types have troubles. They struggle with rejection.
Mm.
So having them call up a tenant where there's been a full-on argument and things have got really, really nasty, they're really going to struggle with it. This is when the sick days start to go up. This is when, you know, Dave's gone home, he's not having a good day and he's got a headache, a migraine, etc. Because they don't want to do it. Now, being aware of that, often business owners will go, well, that's bad luck, it's part of the job. And I totally understand that. You know, we're not in a co-op where...
That's what we're paying them for.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So inverted
But it's not helping anyone.
No, no.
But there's no win for the leader.
There's no solution for the client, the end client, which is your landlord and your tenant, and you've got an unhappy... property manager, and the business is suffering because they will probably lose that client. So
how often
it really doesn't work, does it?
Say, no. I haven't heard from them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So what's the solution then?
Okay, if you're having task-based, you can move them more into a BDM type role or more of that front of office or out there talking with the clients. If it's portfolio-based, and I understand you can't just change everything the way that the business works, but you can... train the team or the BDMs to start to get an understanding of what the clients are like, such from a landlord point of view.
Yeah.
And then you can slot them into the portfolios that's better suited to that person that you've got within that team, that where the innate talent more than lies. Now, in our experience, a large majority of landlords being investors have bought the property initially because of the dollar side of it, and they're hard on the numbers, so they tend to be more steel-based. So if they're more steel-based, ideally you need somebody who's more steel-based
to be able to connect with
them.
This can also come into the BDM role.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we recognise that a large chunk of our potential clients are steel-based, they want to hear from the business development manager, you know, expected returns, numbers and processes. Mm. This is what we do. This will happen, then this is going to happen, then this is going to happen. Mm. And we have a system around that.
Yeah.
So it's not always the ideal one for the... It depends on each individual business.
But I'm thinking it'll be very hard to... Say I've got a property management division of 1,000 properties. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be very hard to do that to all your landlords and work out who's what and who can work with who. So it'll be easier to go through your team, and if you've got 12 people, to actually separate those tasks maybe. So then you know that you've got two or three property managers that are really strong in regards to ringing up and having those... challenging conversations, and maybe they can be more of a in that role. And is that what you would do?
And once the team know each other, I mean, you've got a team environment where everybody working there together.
Mm.
Once the team understand who the other profile types are in the team, and they've got an understanding of what makes them tick. If often we in our experience, if they've got a hard call to make, one of the other girls or one of the other guys will say,
listen,
I'll help you out there, Dave. I'll do that. It's no skin off my nose.
Mm.
And then when you have a small business, right, with 100 properties or something like that, you've got one property manager, that's where the principal needs to get involved.
Yes.
Because the majority of the times that's something that the principal can handle. And if they understand that there's a couple of things that, you know, their property managers can't do, because it's something that you said before, I can't remember if it was you, Julie, or Neil, that, you know, you've spoken to some of your clients and they said, well, you know, I don't understand why they can't do that. It's just part of their job. But can you go through that again?
Particularly where the principal is process-based, if you've got a lot of steel energy, they say, how hard can it be? What's it got to do to ring up and tell them that they're 3 weeks late and they're going to be thrown out on the street?
Yeah.
How difficult is that? Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't have a heart. It's just the way that they think it through.
Yeah.
Now, if they know that they've got a property manager in the team who, as we spoke about earlier, who has more blaze energy and is more about building relationships, that's a really difficult
conversation.
It's very high anxiety.
And it will throw them off their game.
So we need to make a decision of, okay, am I going to say bad luck, suck it up, you know, eat concrete, all the other stuff that we hear, if it's going
just
to...
Just do your job.
And then... The effect that it has on that individual team member, they're already out. Look, they're on seek that afternoon.
Yeah.
And then you've got the whole breakdown in the system. The other guys in the team go, boy, he was a bit harsh on her. Mm-hmm. Or that was unfair, or this and that and whatever. You don't have to roll over and do, as we said, it's not a co-op where everybody, but there's this balance. And
there
the
is.
Balance comes from the knowledge and the understanding of what makes these people get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
And once you know that, you can connect with them so much better.
Yeah. But earlier on, we were talking as well, you made another comment, which is really good. So you get the principal can either help with that or empower them by giving them the tools the dialogue to train them to actually handle that situation better. So if you know as a principal and you're aware that that personality, has got it's a beautiful person that they do the majority of their jobs really, really well, but they have a challenge with having the difficult conversations, then you know how to actually give them the training and provide them with a dialogue to make it easier for them.
Yeah,
and it's just knowledge, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's really simple to fix.
Yeah.
We had a particular profile type that couldn't door knocking. She was looking at getting out of the industry.
Because of that.
Yep, and she said, because I go off every morning.
Yeah.
But she was knocking on every door thinking there was a fight on the other side of the door.
Yeah.
And thinking that she had to say, want to sell your house? And then run into the house next door. So a door knocking was like this. There's nobody home, I'll go to the one next door.
Yeah.
And her profile was a deal maker. And deal makers love to connect one with the other. They love to connect to solve a problem.
Mm.
So we just did some mindset work with her from the point of view of everybody on the other side of the door one day will need to sell their house. And you have a book full of people and a computer full of people's names that want to buy a house.
Perfect.
You need to connect the two.
Yeah.
And you're there to help them make that connection.
You're providing service.
Yeah, you need
service.
To put the deal together.
Yeah.
It was a game changer.
So it's mindset as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome.
So anything else in the recruitment side of, in the retention side of it, I should say?
Look, I think a really big distinction in our industry is that as a principal, your team are your clients.
Oh.
And
we live by that.
100%. Yeah.
And we often see that that's not the case.
Mm.
And so it's, you know, understand your team, find out what actually is going to, where they're going to bring the best value and how you can support them, that how you best communicate, manage and lead those people.
Yeah.
And that's when we work with a lot of businesses when we do what we would call a team development day. And it's a great team building day, obviously, but it's just so layered in terms of the benefits that come from that of the whole team understanding each other.
Mm.
You know, particularly you could have, you know, a couple of team members that are a bit antsy. There's a very good reason for that happening.
Yeah.
And what it does, it takes all of that personal sting out of it, that it's not a personal thing.
Yeah.
It's the way that you are. It's the way that you communicate. So it's learning, you know, everybody has their own radio station and it's learning to dial in and get it on that right frequency.
In the right frequency.
Because, you know, with the radio, if you're just that little bit off the station, you get all of that static and miscommunication.
That's a beautiful way of putting it.
It is.
And if you actually learn that this is how I need to convey information to this particular profile for them to really be able to get it and to understand and to act on it, that's such a big distinction that can cause a whole different level of energy in the office and a new turn in terms of productivity as well.
Positive energy, positive flow.
Yeah, and everybody has a fundamental right to be in flow.
Absolutely. No question.
And that we spend so much time at work, and so if we can support people in that, it just changes the dynamics of that
and
whole
business. And you will have a beautiful business as well. So as a
as a business owner,
the benefit is huge.
Absolutely.
It's huge. Absolutely. Yeah.
And as leaders, we need to be responsible. If we're, if we're putting ourselves in that position of leading a team and bringing a team members to help grow our business, we need to be aware we have a responsibility of service. We have a responsibility of actually understanding what's available to us in regards to tools and profiling so that we can do our job better and empower people at the same time. So
what we'd like to offer the viewers on your behalf is a complimentary strategy consultation with us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Whereas we will spend an hour with them going through with their team, talking about their current situation. And, you know, our goal is that they get great value from that call and so maybe a couple of strategies that would help them with their team development.
That's very generous, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. If they call you, they can just mention the
video. Like to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And we would be absolutely delighted
awesome.
To spend some time getting to know them. And,
beautiful.
You know, it's complimentary. There's absolutely no obligation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
that's fantastic.
Again, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
It's okay. It's actually, I absolutely love it. And we've connected so many times, Julie, you know, from networking and I've known you for quite some time. And I always love speaking with you, because you both are genuine, and you're coming from a space where you really, really want to help people.
Yeah.
And that shows, and just with your offer now, that shows too. Yeah. So take advantage of it. Thank you once again.
You're very welcome.
And
So as Maria said, we'll leave all the contact details of Julie and Neil in the post. So please connect with the guys. Absolute pleasure having them on the show. And thank you for joining us once again. We look forward to seeing you at the next edition. Thank you.